could you rightfully call the Jimby token a gold-backed crypto?
That is exactly the definition, a gold-backed crypto.
In the past year, many crypto investors have been burned through ICOs. Can you explain why investors can be more confident in the Jimby ICO?
Because they're buying gold. Gold is not going to disappear.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for tuning in to another Mining Stock Education episode. Today, I'll be profiling a unique investment opportunity that links blockchain technology with physical gold and also the actual mining of gold. Joining me on the show today is Andre Refenson, the co-founder of Jimby Token. Jinbi means gold, coin, in Mandarin. So Andre, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you very much, Will. I've been looking forward to this interview.
Andre, you are the co-founder of a very unique investment asset that we'll be sharing with listeners today. But before we delve fully into that, I'd like for you to give listeners a little bit about your background, how you came to invest and be a developer in this the blockchain space, how you became interested in gold investing, and anything else regarding your background as both a business person and an investor, please.
Thank you very much. Well, I actually have an aviation background. I was a pilot in the Royal Danish Air Force and flew some private jets for a while until 1996. Got my degree in business administration, went into the medical field, and have basically worked for the some of the larger pharmaceutical medical device businesses, ran subsidiaries in Eastern Europe, did that for almost 20 years, exited in 2009, started my own private equity firm with four partners where we invested in incubator companies, again, in within life sciences. One of my partners was a precious metals expert, got me automatically drawn into that market. I always liked gold and silver, not just as a shiny metal, but always considered them as a safe haven and a vehicle, despite the fact that I never invested in them until we came into 2009 and 10, post-crisis. I saw a lot of people losing a lot of money over the 2008 and 2009 period. And after surviving it myself, I promised myself not to put my family and my partners in a situation where we lose it all. So I thought precious metals would be the good hedge. I started investing privately on retail level. Later, we got some money together and made some investments in mines. So we invested in mining in mines in Russia, in Africa. And since then, we've been expanding on operations. In terms of crypto space, I personally got interested in that about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I didn't do anything about it until last January or February, where I bought my first Bitcoins and Ethereums. My first investment in an ICO company was Pillar. And to make a long story short, I ended up at the launch seminar with Pillar in Poprad, and I've been working with them since.
So that's your background regarding gold. You've actually been an investor in gold mining and crypto. Jinbi Token, of which you're a co-founder, brings those three things together. Can you give us an overview of Jinbi Token and its unique characteristics?
Yes. The blockchain space and the crypto space, everybody's aware that we're still kind of in beta mode. So we are leaving the old world and getting into the new world, as we call it, in the blockchain space. And precious metals are a natural part of that. Me and my partner, we saw very quickly that blockchain gives us an incredible opportunity to get this space into a transparent stage. The problem is we have today, there's a lot of precious metals, especially gold and silver, is papered on contracts. And there are currently more contracts out there than gold available. So that, and it's a manipulative system. It is controlled by the big trading houses and banks. It's artificially being suppressed, and we don't like it. So the miners are not happy with this. Blockchain gives us an opportunity via a smart contract to get the gold registered through the whole value chain until it sits in the vault, and the token holders, which is the Jimby token holders, is really a blockchain certificate that
gives the investor access to the physical gold. So they can call in the physical gold whenever they want. Just deliver your tokens. We will add them up and we'll send the gold to you. You'll be able to monitor the gold 24/7, 365 days a year. So it's really a peer-to-peer acquisition system within the precious metal space in full transparency and without all the third-party fees. And we believe that the precious metals in general is going to go that way.
So you're one of the pioneers of this. One company that I'm sure many listeners are familiar with is Gold Money, where you can use government-issued fiat currency, whether that's U.S. dollars, Canadian dollars, or another currency, and you can load that into your Gold Money account, and then you can be issued grams or ounces of gold, and you can exchange within your Gold Money account back and forth between gold grams and whatever fiat currency you want. It's spendable via a MasterCard, I believe. So could you, to help listeners understand more, especially those that have not followed the crypto space, could you talk about the differences and similarities, if any, between Jinbi Token and Gold Money?
It's very similar, to be honest. The only thing that we are trying to cut out is the added fees to the spot price. So basically, once it gets out of the mine, once it gets valued, confirmed, smelted, refined, and put in the vault, the participants in acquiring a Jinbi token and hence physical gold are getting it for the spot price. And when they want to call the gold in, we send it for the spot price plus shipping costs. Now, if the investors do not want to sit with the gold, they can convert it into other cryptocurrencies or get cash for it. So it's kind of similar. It gives you flexibility to move in and out of fiat into cryptos or physical gold, except the only difference we at this stage have not entertained is issuing a credit card. We believe that the Pillar wallet that we are partnered with will give, and it's just around the corner, will give the eco and infrastructure in the wallet to be able to move freely with it from fiat to cryptos and back. So we're not going to issue a card. I think that's archaic. I think this is the old world. We're just going to wait for a few months, and then the wallet will be available and do exactly the same things out of your phone.
So with Gold Money, if I took approximately $1,300 US, put it into a Gold Money account, I would own approximately 1 ounce of gold. Could the same be said of Jinbi token? If I took $1,300 US, bought the equivalent of Jinbi tokens, would I own 1 ounce of gold? Could you clarify that?
Yes, you would. That's okay. Exactly what's happening.
And then if I take physical possession of the Jinbi token, does that Jinbi token then disappear because it was counterbalanced or linked to the gold that I now took possession of?
No, it's basically like a certificate. You give us the Jinbi token back, we will give you your gold, and we'll hold it in storage.
Okay. Could you rightfully call the Jinbi token a gold-backed crypto? Is that the best definition, or what would be the most accurate description of Jinbi's relationship to gold?
That is exactly the definition, a gold-backed crypto, or asset.
Okay.
Asset-backed crypto, yeah.
So you already have in place an offtake agreement with a gold producer. Are you able to talk about the details of that or what company that is?
Yes. We have a partnership with International Precious Metals, and they have an offtake agreement with five miners, and they are in business. They are producing. They are selling gold. They have tied themselves into it's not disclosed, but we've audited. It's a tremendous amount of gold over the next 5 years. We're just taking a little bit of that, and that will be reserved for us and for the Jinbi token holders. The vaults will be in Cyprus and Switzerland. The refinery is in Cyprus, and the Jinbi token holder will at some point be able to decide if they want it in Switzerland or Cyprus.
And so that's similar to Gold Money in the sense that I believe with Gold Money you can choose where you want your gold vaulted.
That is correct.
Physical gold bullion investors, as you know, being one yourself, do so oftentimes or primarily to remove counterparty risk, to protect their wealth via physical gold bullion. The saying, as you know, is if you don't hold it, you don't own it. In what ways does the Jinbi token minimize counterparty risk for the investor?
By the way, I just want to be very upfront here. I agree. I hold my physical gold. I have some physicals. I have some silver because it's very bulky in a independent outside the banking system vault in Switzerland. But besides that, I agree. If you don't hold it, you don't own it. Now, the next best thing, I would say, is crypto and the blockchain. The smart contracts that through AI that control the whole logistics and control the deliveries are basically doing it on our behalf and on the investors' behalf, which means that we cannot interfere and we cannot manipulate with it. So I would say that if you live in a, I wouldn't even say exotic territory, I would say in the land of the free and home of the brave, which is the United States of America. It's one of the few countries that actually did confiscate indirectly gold in 1933 and 34. And if we're entering some turbulent times, which we believe we are, there is absolutely no guarantee that the state is not going to do that again, especially if they go back to the gold-backed currency. The blockchain and the crypto space protects the investor from that. You will have it in Switzerland or in Cyprus. You will have your deed to your gold on the blockchain, and physical confiscation is basically not possible. So I would say the counterparty risk is not there, unless we have a force majeure situation like wars and things that are completely out of our control. But then everybody will be in trouble. So I would say that. As an alternative for not holding it yourself with the liability that carries, I think the blockchain system and the technology behind it is the next best thing.
Since Jinbi's linked to gold, do you expect less price volatility compared to non-gold linked cryptos?
Of course. Gold has a 4,000 year history, and an ounce of gold today buys pretty much the same assets as an ounce of gold during the Roman times. It is the most consistent over times. It is the best hedge that you can have of any asset class, documented for thousands of years. Civilizations, the currencies were built on gold, like Greek, Egyptian, the Hebrew, the Roman. So we're pretty confident that it's a safe space. Now, you're probably not going to have the 400 and 800% spikes like you have in other cryptos, but again, then because it's linked to gold. But then again, it's not going to disappear like some of the cryptos. Like 47% of all ICOs last year don't even exist anymore. So we consider ourselves being a conservative safe haven for crypto gold investors.
Physical gold bullion investors often complain about the manipulation of the gold price through paper futures contract, and you actually kind of referenced that already. They can flood the market with supply in the form of these futures contract. As you know, this drives down the spot price of gold. How is Jinbi token connected, if at all, to how the spot price of gold is set?
Well, unfortunately, we're not large enough to affect the spot price. So what we offer is an alternative solution for transparency. So we're hoping that the industry will follow suit and do this and basically pull themselves out of the paper contracts and out of the comic system. And I think this is not going to happen overnight, but this is the first step. And once we succeed in doing that and majority of the miners start pushing their gold towards the blockchain structure, if we coop it together with a system like Veritasium, total transparency, peer-to-peer transactions, and the Pillar wallet, and the systems that are soon going to be available, we will basically fairly quickly, within a few years, take the manipulation out of the gold market, and then the real price will be set without the big banks having a direct effect of it. That's what I see coming. But let's see if that really happens. But overall, unfortunately, Jinbi does not have an effect on the spot price. We follow the market.
And when you buy your gold from the mining partner that you have the offtake agreement with, you buy that at COMEX spot or the London fixed price? How is that price set?
No, this is really where our business case is internally solid. We buy it for the manufacturing for production price. So since we're shareholders and partners in International Precious Metals, we get it for cost of goods, so and say. And that spread between that manufacturing price and the spot price, this is where Jinbei makes profit.
So then Jinbei's upside would more be linked to gold and an increasing gold price than it would be to the speculative value that many other cryptos have. Is that correct?
That is correct. Plus, the Jinbei token price will increase with an increased volume that we're holding in our vaults, which is this is exactly what we're doing. We're not going to sell it. We're gonna hold it. And as the stock and the volume increases, the Jinbei tokens pricing will increase.
Andre, please share your thoughts regarding the Federal Reserve and the current global fiat monetary systems, and then contrast that, if you could, with what are the qualities of an honest, equitable monetary system, and how does Jinbei display some of those qualities?
Well, William, you're pushing the right buttons right there. Federal Reserve is a criminal system that was drawn in to the United States in 1913. I am a 100% anarcho-capitalist. I do believe that the fraud will stop at some point. The fiat system, the U.S. dollar, has lost 99.2% of its value since 1913. The average purchasing power of a household in the United States has decreased drastically over 25 years. And I believe that, and I'm working and I'm pushing, I'm doing mine to challenge that system. And the only way we get an honest system is if our currency is linked to a real asset, real value. Call it gold, call it oil, silver, whatever assets your countries represent, link it to that. If you don't do that, you give a government's carte blanche to print unlimited amount of money and basically dilute your pension funds and your purchasing power. So that's my 5 cents on that. Federal Reserve is 100% non-auditable criminal system.
Jinbei's in the process of an ICO. Can you talk about that? Who can participate in this ICO, and why are there some restrictions on who can participate?
Yes, unfortunately, the anarchistic ICO times from last year have stopped. SEC, FCA, and the larger regulatory institutions are monitoring the space. They do issue subpoenas also if there's something that breaches the security laws. So we're kind of trying to behave the good we can. We're doing KYC, ML, we're complying, we have an information memorandum, we have done everything that we can do in order to meet the current laws. Unfortunately, Americans cannot participate, and Chinese cannot. And that's just the national laws that prevent them from that. The only way to participate in Jinbei, which it is definitely possible for Americans and Chinese, if they contact us directly and they meet sophisticated investor and high net worth individuals requirements in the given countries, and in that way they can participate directly with us if they sign off on the basic high net worth forms. But participating like everybody else, logging on the site, and contributing ether, unfortunately, is not possible for Americans and the Chinese citizens or residents.
What about Canadians?
Well, Canadians, we just had an opinion last week. It's a gray zone, really. Since our token is issued out of Belarus, it, according to the laws where we operate, we can. Our last legal opinion was that Canadians could participate if they comply with the KYC and AML, but that could be challenged, and we know this.
In the past year, many crypto investors, as you've already referenced, have been burned through ICOs. Can you explain why investors can be more confident in the Jinbei ICO?
Because they're buying gold. Gold is not going to disappear, and it will be 100% documented, and we will have a CCTV camera in place in the first quarter of 2019 in the vaults, so the Jinbei token holders can log on 24 hours a day and see the gold stored in the vaults. That's where the risk is out of it. That very simple. It's not a future-to-be software launched. It's not dream projects that are connected to advanced AI that might or might not materialize. you're basically buying gold, and you're buying gold for the spot price.
And then that's going to be third-party audited frequently, I suppose?
It will be audited through the whole value chain from the mine till the vault and twice a year. JimBee token participants will be part of the biannual dividend proceedings. And before we do that, there's a full audit.
So dividends, are there going to be dividends, and how will those be paid?
That will be paid in cryptocurrencies, either in Ether, Bitcoin, or gold.
Okay. If investors want to get in contact with you and the company, how would they do that?
Well, they can do that directly to me, andre@jinbetoken.io. And we also have an info address on the website. Welcome to write to that address. We have a good team that monitors that all day long. But if somebody, especially if they're high net worth and they want to participate in larger amounts, and they can meet the sophisticated investor form requirements, they can email me directly. So it's andre@jinbetoken.io.
And where can one purchase JinBee tokens right now?
Right now, you can purchase it on our website.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with listeners regarding the JinBee token and this project?
Well, we're very excited. This is not we're not going to stop here. We already have a family office in Dubai that have signed up for the soft floor. So our soft cap is already covered. So the risk is taken out of that. They have committed to $15 million. Our soft cap is $8 million. So we're looking forward to complete this process, get international precious metals going in start storing gold and start communicating with our gold community.
Well, listeners, this is a very intriguing investment proposition. Crypto linked to gold, even gold production. To learn more, you can go to jinbetoken.io. And as Andre said, you can reach him at andre@jinbetoken.io. Andre, I appreciate you joining me for the program today.
Thank you very much, William. I appreciate it. Thanks. You do a good job.
Thank you for listening to this Mining Stock Education podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded investors. Visit us on the web at miningstockeducation.com for more resources on precious metals and natural resource investing. At our website, you can also sign up for our free newsletter for interview transcripts, stock picks, and more. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be considered personal legal or investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities or any other product. We make every effort to be accurate, but the information presented is not to be considered infallible. It may contain errors, and we offer no inferred or explicit warranty. If personal advice is needed, consult a qualified legal, tax, or investment professional. Do not base any investment decision on the information contained on miningstockeducation.com, our podcasts, or videos. Make sure you always conduct your own thorough due diligence before investing. Realize that we may hold equity positions in or be compensated by some of the companies we feature and therefore are biased and hold an obvious conflict of interest. For our full disclaimer, please visit our website.